Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Jody E., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from California. Today is Friday, June 21st, 2024, the first full day of summer. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 26, paragraph 4, which begins with, "But this man still lives," and ends with "a certain simple attitude." Today's readers are on the 12 steps, Joanne L., on the traditions, Kathy P., our reader of the text is Julie E.B., Penny L.C. will read our closing, and our backup reader is Dion R. Sherry M. will greet our newcomers, and we will also have available sponsors announce themselves. And Shelley E. will give announcements. The reference numbers for yesterday. Yesterday was June 20, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, 21,505, that's 21505, and this morning's share ID for this 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,507, 21,507. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own voluntary contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, Jody. Thank you so much for your service today. And good morning to everybody on the line, especially the newcomers. I'm Joanne L. from Rhode Island, and I am recovering one day at a time. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Joanne L. And I will now ask Kathy P. to read our 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hi, Kathy P., grateful to be of service today. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. These problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kathy P. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone may share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press *1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press *1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 26, paragraph 4. I will now ask Julie E.B. to begin reading.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs. But this man's a man. He does not need a bodyguard, nor is he confined. He can go anywhere on this earth where other free men may go without disaster, provided he remains willing to maintain a simple attitude. Boy, it's a miracle. I am a woman who still lives. I kind of started this journey at 42, dying, bedbound, over 100 pounds, 125 pounds, and now I'm a free person. I actually have a family member who doesn't leave the house, including for counseling at times, so that they won't binge. I'm still hesitant to pick up what seems like my solution. I don't need a bodyguard. I am not confined. I have neutrality towards food. It is a miracle. It's also a miracle I haven't been confined due to my resentments, fears, and harms, which were all the devilments that the big book talks about, the fear. And I can go anywhere on this earth without disaster. I used to have disaster after disaster. One day on this line, one of our fellows said, it says, problems pile up, astonishingly difficult to solve in the big book. And they said, that's like how fast food wrappers. I would have fast food stuff and it would pile up in my room or in the back of the car and they would just pile up there. That's how my problems used to pile up as well. And disasters would happen. A lot of people think, food, how could food cause my emotions to swing up, swing down? But what is this simple attitude? Willing to maintain a simple attitude for me is just following the stream of me. It's every day being powerless, unmanageable, every day still coming to believe and trust that something greater than me can restore me to sanity, that I can't restore myself to sanity, that I need relationships with all of you, that I need to be actively working this program. And for me, the simple attitude is to seek spiritual help. As you'll hear me say, if I share on the line a lot, the quote at the bottom of 25, we came to the point there was no longer a middle road solution. We could either continue on as best we could, blotting out our consciousness, our awakeness to our intolerable situation, or seek spiritual help. That's what this means for me today. Now, spiritual help doesn't mean a big God thing for you. It at least, please consider that I can't do it myself and pick up the phone and call someone. How could it possibly get any worse than living every day hopeless? When you're stuck, seek help and call anytime. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Julie E.B. I will now take a list of people who would like to share on this paragraph. Again, we're on page 26, the fourth paragraph. Although we value everyone's experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. Who would like to share?
Maria C. in California.
Maria C.
Dionar.
Okay, we'll go with those two. Maria C., please go ahead. And Bruce, I got you. Thank you. Go ahead, Maria.
Sure, thank you. Hey, good morning, everyone. Maria C. in California, recovered compulsive overeater, sugar addict, and 100-pounder. I love this part of the big book because it really guided me as I started to live in 10, 11, and 12 and tried to figure out what, you know, being happy, joyous, and free looked like. And guys, these are promises, and they work for me. You know, I can go to a movie theater now and not wish I had anything to eat, not wish I had anything special to drink, you know. I can go to restaurants. I don't really like to anymore, but when I am going for somebody and being of service by being present, I'm willing to do the work and look at menus and figure it out. And the food doesn't bother me. It just really doesn't. But I love what our lead sharer brought up about the other ways in which we can go anywhere. I could go back to a college reunion now if I wanted to without feeling that deep sense of shame because of the amends I've made. I can walk a little straighter when I go certain places, knowing that I'm keeping my side of the street clean. It really is freedom, and it's not just from the food. The food is a miracle, but seeing the miracle of the food is just the first step to then being able to, wow, see the miracle in all the other parts too. So thanks, everybody. I passed. Happy weekend.
Thank you so much. Maria C. from California. Dion R., please go ahead.
Thank you so much, Maria C. from California. Dion R., please go ahead. Dion? Press star one, Dion.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
There
oh,
you
sorry,
are.
Joe.
Yes, I hear you now.
Oh, my God. We got the Bluetooth off. Forgot the phone was in the other room. I'll tell you. Let's see your hood. I just love it. Okay. Thank you for the freedom. the reading about freedom, and I was following through, and I was like, I heard it this morning. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Dion R. from hometown Ohio, but I'm in Georgia right now. And just thinking about the freedom to breathe. Ooh-wee. That's a gift. Oh, my God, it's a gift. And I got it when someone told me a long time ago that we had choices. What? I have a choice? Yes, I have a choice to pick freedom or not freedom. I have a choice to take chances or not take chances. And also, I have it, most importantly, the freedom to eat or not eat. And I didn't know I had a choice. I thought I always had to eat that same substance because it make me feel good, because I need it, cause is there. And today, God has given me so many freedoms, freedom to live my truth, live and accept my truth, and accept the lives that I live and pass on. You know, today, freedom to breathe, always. It is so good. You guys, I'm telling you, until you have a hard time breathing, you get really kind of grateful there for that. And just those little freedoms, like so many said all morning, freedom to go to restaurants, freedom not to go, freedom to go to the beach, freedom to be me. And that's free. And freedom, and someone always said at the start of this meeting, how free do you want to be, Dion? She just said to me, but I took it at that. How free do you want to be? And I'm willing to go do something different every day. I'm never perfect. I want something different. Maybe the message will be carried to someone else that is doing something different and following the truth versus the lies in my head. And with that, I'll pass. Thanks for allowing me to share.
Thank you so much, Dion R. Bruce E., it's your turn.
Well, thank you, Jody. This is Bruce E. I'm recovered. I'm in Southwest Florida, and I'm very grateful today to be on the line. Grateful I'm back in my home, and it's. I'm grateful to have some freedom. A guy told me once in this program, in this vision, I was struggling with the food, and I called him and talking to him. And he said, well, what we're looking for is freedom here. You know, this is what we're striving for is freedom. And, to be free of the food, the clutches of the food. And I'd say I'm there now. I can go about anywhere. I'm careful where I go, but I go about anywhere. I don't have to worry about, stuff like that, going places. How free do you want to be? How free do you want to be? I want to be really free. I want to live free. I've been there on the other lot under, felt like I should be under lock and key or felt like I should have a bodyguard. Or actually, you needed a bodyguard around me because I was dangerous, but I'm not that way anymore. I'm very harmless now, and I'm fine around people. And but stuff comes up, things come up. Like yesterday, things are going along pretty good, really. Things are going along good. And I made a phone call with somebody. It was at my previous company where I retired from. Talked to the secretary, and she just made me furious. And I just got so mad, and I try to work on this resentment thing, surrender it and be normal on that area. But resentment is the number one offender, and it'll come back, and it came back on me, and things didn't go my way. She didn't read from my script. Then right after that, my phone went dead, and I couldn't call anybody to do a 10th step. So I was stuck for about 3 or 4 hours with a dead phone, not being able to call anybody, and trying to charge it up in the car, and that little charger they have in the front of the car, and that didn't work. So but I needed some clarity. I know God was in that. I needed some clarity. I had to think that one through. And I was trying to surrender. And then, and I wasn't doing a good job of it by myself. And then I thought it through, though, and I thought it through this morning. I saw where I was wrong on the thing. I made a mistake on that. I don't know if I need to do a amends on that or not. I could call my sponsor and ask him. But for a minute there, that woman needed a bodyguard. From me, but not anymore. So,
thank you, Brucey from Florida. Who else would like to share on this paragraph? The fourth full paragraph.
Julie P. from Minnesota.
Is that Julie?
Yep, Julie P.
Julie P., Minnesota.
Diane.
Barbara A., California.
I heard a Diane and Barbara A. Anyone else? Okay, please go ahead, Julie P., and then Diane, and then Barbara A.
Good morning. My name is Julie P. I am a compulsive overeater living in freedom at this moment in northern Minnesota. I have this image in my mind this morning of a refrigerator with chains all the way around it with a lock. And that was me. That was me before I found this program and a vision for you. And I was thinking about the freedom that I have living in my own home today. My husband is not a compulsive overeater. And through this program, I have learned that it is not his responsibility to remove all of my addictive foods from our home. And I have had to learn through a power greater than myself to live with those foods 24/7. And I am so grateful today for the freedom that my higher power gives me on a daily basis when I'm working these 12 simple but not easy steps of living in freedom and ease and comfort in my own home with my husband, who does not understand what this addiction is. And I've learned that it's not his job to understand what this addiction is. It's my job to learn how to live a free person in his presence and in our home. And today I'm so grateful that I'm there, but I know if I don't keep working this program on a daily basis, I will be back in a very short time to the chains around the refrigerator and the lock, because that is my ease and comfort if I am not in a spiritually fit condition. So thank you all for sharing, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Julie P. from Minnesota. Diane, what is your initial, and from where are you calling?
Hello, this is Diane M.C. from Chicago. Like to share on that provided he remains willing to maintain a certain simple attitude. At this point, Roland is more like a stepping stone that will lead to the AA and 12 steps, but he doesn't have that. Later we'll read how Dr. Young is encouraging him to seek a spiritual experience that could save him. Um, But at this point, there isn't the 12 steps. That's what I use today. But he was kind of the precursor for that. Did turn to the Oxford group, and I'm reminded of the four gems that they really, really pushed of honesty, unselfishness, love, and purity. And that those were real guiding principles. And those are part of my ideals too that I've adapted from the Oxford group. We just had Founders Day a week ago, 89th Founders Day of AA. And many people were there in Akron and visiting Dr. Bob's grave site. And there is not a list by his grave, by his tombstone of the 12 steps, anything really related to AA, but it does have those four principles of honesty, unselfishness, love, and purity, which for me, keeping that forefront does change how I look at my world. It gets me out of myself and reminds me that there's other ways of looking at situations. There's other people to consider. There's help out there. And that my job today, because the food is down, I'm neutral. It's time to get caught up with people contributing for a change, giving back. And that gives me so much freedom than being in bondage to my disease, my passion, me. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Diane M.C. from Illinois. Barbara A. from California, please go ahead.
Good morning, Jody. Thank you for your service. This is Barbara A., Central California, looking at another beautiful day. And as I hear a fellow say all the time, I'm so grateful to be abstinent and on a meeting with so many fellows who have experienced this disease, who have, you know, transformed from that the sickness and are getting well. I must check in daily to this program. I heard someone sharing just before about willing to maintain a certain simple attitude. My simple attitude is that I must connect with another compulsive overeater, with a meeting. I must connect with my higher power. That is what is keeping me abstinent. Honesty. I love that someone mentioned honesty. So many years being so dishonest with the food. Even now, challenging myself by saying, okay, is that really 3 ounces? Maybe I need to weigh that and make sure it is. And I've had to challenge myself and my thinking about, I know what I'm doing. No, I've gone and asked for assistance. I've called a sponsor. I've prayed. I've meditated. These are all different attitudes than I have ever had before. I love sharing how the program has changed me. Yesterday, I was late. I was going to my volunteer job, and the front door was there. They're redoing the front door. So I had to go around to the side, and I was banging on the door. And the woman opened the door, and she had this look of, like, total disgust or anger on her face for me banging so loud. And I realized right a minute, I reacted. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I was resentful that she gave me that. But for just a brief moment, I took in the humility and said, you know what, I'm sorry I was banging so loud. And then I talked to another person and didn't realize how many years I'd worked at that building, and they closed at 1 o'clock, and I was a little bit late. So I never really knew that they closed, because I go up into an office and I work. So I'm just grateful today to have that certain attitude, that simple attitude of humility, of being able to step back and not react, to know that it's not about me. Yeah, maybe I had triggered something in that woman, but it's not. Don't react. Stay calm. Pause. ask God, what would God do? How is he directing me? That's what I get from this program today. That makes me a free person. Yeah, I agree with the other fellow also who said that person needed a bodyguard. I can remember when people would need a bodyguard around me. I reacted.
Time.
But today, thank you, Jody. Thank you for letting me share, and I'm so grateful for this meeting. And I pass.
Thank you, Barbara A. We're grateful for you. Who else would like to share on this paragraph? We're on page 26, the fourth paragraph. But this
Pearl
to
on.
Live. Pearl?
Roz G.
Pearl, Roz G. Who else is the
Sherry
person out there? Who is that?
Oh, sorry, Sherry. This is Sherry M.
Sherry M. Okay, Sherry. Gotcha.
Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie M. Okay. We've got Pearl, Roz G., Sherry M., and Joan Marie M. Go ahead, Pearl.
Hi. Thank you so much for all this service. Personally, for me, the 12 steps to me is to, that's how, they're 12 steps to freedom. That's how I choose to look at them. The 12 steps are, will equal freedom for me. And I must surrender to Jesus, because if I'm still running the show, I'm just going to go in the ditch, because I don't have the strength or the knowledge or anything to be able to get from point A to point B in a safe and proper way, because my, unfortunately, my guide is broken, so I don't have the ability to fix this. I don't have the strength, and I don't have the skills that I need, so that's why I need to do these 12 steps. And then also, the tools for me are discipline. I must do the tools to discipline myself, because I'm like a little kid that is unruly. So I must do the tools. And then freedom does not come easy. I must do my part every single day. I have a choice to make. I have to take one step before the next. And it does not come easy. So, and I must have food boundaries. I must set boundaries and discipline. And not in a rigid and a religious fanatical way, but in a spiritual way. There's a different, gentle, loving way to have these. And every day I have to make that choice to do these steps, because if I'm not doing steps 1 through 12 every single day, I'm going to fall right into the ditch. I'm not going to make it, because these are the steps that were given by God. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Pearl. I didn't get your initial or your state. If you want people to be able to find you on our member list, please remember to share that next time. Roz G. from California. Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jody. My name's Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. I also have COVID. But I'm not saying that to feel sorry for myself. I'm saying that I'm a free person. I'm free. I was in Mexico last week. I took God with me. I took my program with me. And I had a fabulous time. And I don't know, you know, I guess, you know, sometimes you get COVID when you travel. But that's just another part of acceptance of life. Hold on a second here. My dog. I'm scared.
Good morning.
Sorry, everybody. And I was outside and I took a dog. Anyway, but what I want to say is that I took my program with me. I take the program with me. I take the big book. I take my step work. I take my sponsees. I take my sponsor.
I'm so grateful for technology today, so that I can text people or call people and WhatsApp. And I'm a free woman. I still have to live within the confines of humanity. I still can catch things, colds, COVID, flu, you know, sore throat, cough. That's still going to happen. But I live this program. It is a way of life for me. And as long as I heard earlier, as long as I remain in fit spiritual condition, and as long as I'm taking the directions of this book, I will be fine. And this will just be another one of those crappy things that needs to run its course. And I can still weigh and measure my food, and I can still follow the doctor's orders, which I'm doing, and I will be fine. Thank you, God. So I'm going to go ahead and pass, and thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Roz G. from California, and get well soon. Sherry M. from Wyoming, please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jody. Thanks for taking the meeting. My name is Sherry M., and I'm gratefully recovered today from a seemingly hopeless disease. And I live a free woman, and I'm living free in Wyoming today. And I was going to share, it was interesting, yesterday there was a lull in sharing, and so I was putting my name on, but I guess I got muted, and it was so perfect. And it was like, in the past, that would have really bothered me, and I would have just tried to do everything I could. And, you know, what does it look like to be free? I was giggling inside and saying, God doesn't want me to share today. That's so good. God has a better plan for me than I do. Like that to me is the mindset of a free woman, where I don't have to, I was confined to my one bedroom studio apartment with the blinds shut, with all of my binge foods, unable to get married or form a relationship with anybody. I was a slave to this disease and isolation and death. Okay. And I every day am amazed at the things that I do, want to do, where I go. I can go into any room, into any state, into any country. I can travel around. I never think, oh no, what's going to happen to my abstinence? I don't think like that. I trust and rely upon a higher power, and by following the dictates and the exact verbiage of this big book, I have found freedom. And it means that I'm free and neutral, and I can go anywhere. It's a 10-step promises, but I have to maintain my spiritual condition. And so I just want to say some of the attitudes that I used to have that were keeping me in bondage. So some of my attitudes, I remember, you know, I would ask people for help, but then I would say things like, well, I know better than them. This isn't going to work for me. I've done the 12 steps in many programs. I'm sponsoring all these people. I know the big book. You know, anytime someone said that the two favorite statements of any addict are, yes, but, and I know. So today is my attitude one of, I don't know. I really try to keep an attitude of, I don't know what's going to happen right now. This is a brand new moment. I've never lived this day before. You know, really setting aside everything I think that's going to happen with my husband and what he's going to say and do. And what is our marriage going to look? You know, all these things that we turn around in our 10th and 11th steps. If you're new, I just want to tell you the miracle here. Don't you think it's strange that we're all sharing? Like I just told you, I wanted to kill myself with food. I was trapped in a one-bedroom apartment one day, and then the next day, I wasn't killing myself with food. You're not too far from the miracle. The miracle is just right now. It could be tomorrow where you're not hurting yourself with food. Please join us. Join us. We are open hearts and hands for you. We want to help you. And it does seem scary to give up the one thing for me that was the comfort in my life. And it ended up being the easiest part of the program. The food is the easiest part of to get rid of. And I will wrap up with this. Please join us. Call us. We're here for you. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, Sherry M. from Wyoming. Joan Marie M., please go ahead.
This is Joan Marie M., recovered in Nevada. Am I being heard? Hello?
Yes, you are, Joan.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I love this part where it says, this woman still lives free. I love that. It's so true. And about needing a bodyguard or being confined. Well, my husband was my bodyguard. I'd have him hide this certain food, and then I'd go around the house like it was a treasure hunt, trying to find it and getting excited. Crazy. And then I went to some place here in Nevada to see if they could, it was an eating disorder, lock me in. And they said, yeah, sure, but, you know, at nighttime you can go home. I went, no, that'll never work. You have to lock me up totally and completely. Oh, my God, what a difference. My whole attitude and outlook on life has changed. Fear, any of those negative thoughts and feelings, when they come in, I ask God to remove them immediately. My spiritual condition has to be every single moment of the day, relying on a power greater than myself, who I call God, a great God of the universe. And I'm so grateful for this program. It is a divinely inspired program. It's not religion, but it is spiritually. And God will do for us, me, the newcomer, those who are struggling, what we could never, ever do for ourselves. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Thank you all. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. We have time for at least two, maybe three more people to share. Who else would like to share? We're on page 26, the fourth paragraph. But this man still lives as long as he maintains a certain simple
Madison
attitude.
M. from Maryland.
Madison
Alex.
M.
Alex K.
Alex K. Okay, let's go with you two. Go ahead, Madison.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for this meeting. This is my first time at this meeting. Not new to OA, but new here. Lovely to be in the room with all of you. And I'm 6 months in program, and the promises are coming true in my life. And this thought of freedom reminded me of this week as I start to really live out 10, 11, and 12 every day, wondering with a small child, like, how can we be of service today? We were just kind of spinning. And I thought, oh, we'll take a treat to Daddy at work. Not even thinking about how different it was. But we went and procured the treat, and then we drove. We got dressed up and curled my hair, got pretty, things I wouldn't have done in the food because I was so blinded and suffering, to then deliver the item and hear my husband say, oh, my gosh, there's my wife, with such joy in his voice. And it wasn't until I got home that I realized I never opened the box. I didn't even look. And then I spent some time writing out, I don't ever want to forget the shame that I would have felt had I still been in the food, to overeat on the way there, to feel the shame, feel unlovable, and to just not even really want to exist anymore. What a difference. And if the promise is coming true, in ways that are so vast that I don't realize they're happening. And I'm so grateful. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Madison M. I think you said Maryland. Alex K. from California, please go ahead.
Thank you, Jody, and everyone who's doing service. Alex K., compulsive eater in California. I've been given a reprieve for today, and I just thought of I've been given thanks to this program and my higher power. I was at a gathering at a friend's. In the past, and I was able to enjoy the smell. I thought, oh, what a nice aroma, but I didn't connect it with eating the food. I didn't have any desire, even as she was going around offering it to people. I had no desire to eat it, but I could appreciate the smell of it. And then another time I was volunteering at a soup kitchen, and I was given the assignment to serve the desserts. And it didn't tempt me at all. It didn't even seem like real food to me. I was able to serve it and see people enjoying it and not want any of it. And in both cases, it was sort of a surprise. I didn't go into these situations knowing I was going to be faced with this and sort of have to brace myself or prepare myself. It was just not an issue at all. No trigger, no desire to eat those things that in the past I sure would have or would have later gotten something. And it's such a miracle. I'm so grateful. So I do feel I can go anywhere and feel safe and protected by my higher power and not have to eat those things that are poison to me, make me sick and miserable and crazy. So grateful for this program and the freedom. Thanks so much, everyone.
Thank you so much, Alex K. from California. We have time for a 1 minute share. Would anyone like that?
Jan L., Florida.
Go ahead, Jan. Thank you.
Good morning, all. This is Jan L. in Florida, gratefully in recovery today. Recovery in the heart. You know, yes, the food neutrality is amazing. However, I had that many times and still relapsed. It is not only about that, even though that is necessary to put the food down. So just grateful to be calmer, focused, taking action toward my recovery every day, being willing to do that, understanding that each day is a new day and I must do this every day. And also happy to help others and in finding what I have found. So thank you.
Thank you, Jan L. from Florida. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Penny L.C. please read for us A Vision for You?
Yes, this is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.